The most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
The world's best subscription apps use RevenueCat to power in-app purchases, manage customer data, and grow revenue on iOS, Android, and the web. With RevenueCat, I can easily see my most important metrics. What are those? That's install the trial the paid, and LTV. And now they have a new paywall feature that's going to make it easy for you to build high converting paywalls and, more importantly, A/B tests without needing a new build. Learn more at RevenueCat.com. That, once again, is RevenueCat.com. Notix is an audience re-engagement service based on web and in-app push notifications that work for both desktop and mobile devices. With Notix, website app owners and marketers can share their content and interact with their audiences in a highly engaging channel, while still having the opportunity to monetize both mobile and web subscribers. Learn more by visiting notix.co. That is notix.co. Eric says, how do you reach critical volume with a small budget? Don't you need 30 to 50 events in order to exit learning phase on Meta?
You need to fix your monetization before you scale. You can scale on lower budgets and be profitable on your first day. When you know that this traffic is profitable and that this money will come to you in a month, then you don't have a problem investing into it. So you need to fix that first. If you don't have money that is coming to you on day one or day three, then you might never be ready to gamble that much. If I know that it doesn't work, then I won't put money in it. And if you don't want to scale it that much, that means that you know that this won't bring you money, then you don't need to scale. You need to make the app work the way that it will bring you money and or like whatever you're selling. And then you can scale to whatever you want.
I hear rather you need to spend about 30K a month at least. I've not been able to do that.
No, definitely not. We are launching a new app and the first month we spent 5K. What you do, you see if it works or not, and you see it at a certain level. For example, you spend 1K, you get all the people that you want in your app and you see if they're converting or not. When you see that these people are not converting, you look at what they're actually doing and you decide where to put the sales screen, what price to charge, and then you change everything in your app. You spend another $1,000, you bring another like batch of people, and this way you iterate. And with each iteration, you need to get to the point where people that you bring are bringing you the same amount of money that you spent on them. You definitely don't have to start spending or like get into 30K without knowing that you will get this 30K back. This is what a lot of agencies also do. They're like, oh, we will start by spending 10K. We will see how it goes and stuff. No, you don't need that. You know, this urban legends of like, if you don't spend this amount or like that amount on Facebook, then it doesn't like optimize for you. No, that's not true. They work the same for everybody. And also, if you have that moment where your creative actually works, then you would see that your traffic goals, you're getting them super fast and super easy. And it also changes the way you spend it.
When you said spend 1,000, are you spending it over a week? What time period are you spending that 1,000?
It's always the same procedure. For example, like if you don't have big budget, that's what works. So basically you spend a little bit on installs and you see like how people behave and if they're paying or not. Also, you're testing your creatives if it's your first time launching ads. So there we usually spend like $50 per day, like up to 200, like tops. You also need to test your creatives. And if you see that they don't work, you need some time to reiterate them. So then when you get to that point where you do have enough data to see that it's not working, you stop your marketing. And then when you fixed what you think was broken, then you start again. You can test creatives in the meantime, but sometimes creatives look super good for installs, but they don't work for optimization on purchases. Right. So you do this small patches. And obviously when you get to optimizations to purchases, your budgets need to be ramped up. But in general, this first setup phase, you shouldn't spend too much. And if you spend too much, obviously, if you have all the money in the world, if you have VC money and that you can burn, you can spend thousands per day. But if you don't have them, you don't need them. That's for sure. Installs buying is super easy. Like if you don't have to get money from people, obviously, you can get them to install and it won't cost you a thing. But then the retention comes in place and all the other things that you need to fix. And this is when basically you are screwed. Yeah. So, don't spend too much money. Iterate with the minimum budget that you have. Don't think that if you spend more money, you will get better results. No. For example, when we test our creatives, we test them in a separate campaign where even though our daily spend is like thousands and thousands of dollars, we spend them on $500 and it's like for five creatives. And this is what almost everybody does. So like if we look at that, that's not a big budget, but we still spend very little part of our budget to test the creatives and we see if it works or not on that very small amount. So definitely you shouldn't spend a lot if you are not approved.
Just to recap, you have one campaign that's working, you know it's working, you don't mess with it, you create a new campaign if you want to test out the creatives and then move the winning creatives into the campaign that is already working there. I wanted to talk to you about how you set up that initial campaign. We got a question from Paulina as well. Is it broad targeting that you set up that initial campaign or do you rely on Facebook Advantage targeting or you set up manually?
We do Advantage Plus campaigns. That's that we started doing it and it works really good for us. But for testing, we do manual testing still. We used to do AAA testing and it was also good and we did a good case out of it. But then we had some hiccups along the way that we had to bring down our spend. And since then we are on manual and we cannot say that it works worse than anything else. So yeah, we do just broad targeting.
Yuli, what I've seen too, and I would love your thoughts on this, and I'm not saying this is the right opinion, but you know, we have a lot of clients where we are spending around $3,000 to $5,000 a month. And what I found that broad targeting wasn't actually performing well. So I almost feel like now, again, I need more data, but I feel like more the manual targeting that I've done is outperforming the broad targeting that I let Facebook with the same creatives do. What's your opinion on this?
You always need to check if your audience is not only some hardcore like yoga people or hardcore Huberman fans or like something that is all around you, but like a random woman in Costco wouldn't know what it is. It is important that there is a stereotype about your audience that is known enough that everybody would know it. For example, this random woman in Costco, she would know that girls love horses. And this is, she would know that that there are girls who are obsessed with astrology. So like, this is why astrology apps are doing very good. This is why My Little Pony is like the best thing ever. And like, everybody knows that men love fishing. Like, this is a stereotype. It may not be true. It may not be even like relevant to you or to your audience, but we all know that men love fishing. And this is why fishing apps can like charge 120. I think that there is one that charges 120 per year. When we are talking about targeting, if your audience cannot be found by broad targeting, it means that maybe you have chosen a niche rather than like big enough space for scaling. But also, why manual targeting and narrower targeting works? Because you manually help Meta to find audience that might be interested in it, but it's a much smaller audience. And when you spend like 1K per day on it, okay, it will be good for, I don't know, 365 days or whatever. Right. But then when you want to become number one app in the store, it will gradually become more expensive and the amount of times that your audience sees your ads, like you're not charging insane amounts, then you should get out of that. You should be able to scale on a broad audience. Sometimes it's also a case of creative. You can do like certain creatives that will work on certain audience. And it's nice to find those creatives and it's nice to find that audience. But if you cannot just launch a campaign with $1 million budgets that would bring you like everybody in the world, you need to find something that is relevant for everybody in the world, not just for that audience. And you can find that even for a very niche app as well. Just
from a campaign setup, do you set up, if we were going manual targeting, do you keep it in that ad group when you want to go broad? You just change that targeting and remove all the targeting? Or do you like...
I don't do any narrow targeting or interest targeting, anything. We always do broad. It's just manual.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And when you say broad, is it just like if I was targeting females of a certain demographic, that's it, right? Like you're like, hey, that's it. That's the broad targeting. Got it.
Yeah. I was at a conference yesterday and a guy from Duolingo was talking and I know how privileged it sounds like, oh yeah, I just do broad because our app is needed by everyone. And I'm like, because we used to be like competitors. And yes, I know that sometimes your app needs narrower targeting, but also if it's your app, like, and you don't need to be making a million, like, per se right now, it's also perfectly okay. Like, if I had my own app, I would be just as happy to scale it to 10K per month as to a million, because, like, sometimes you don't need to be super relevant for everyone. That can be a case.
Tired of overpaying for app store optimization? Get unlimited ASO and app marketing support to increase your keyword rankings, downloads, and more importantly, your revenue. Learn more at asomasters.com.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.